But hospitals too have come under attack. Sharon Locke is a volunteer aid worker and was at the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza City when it was struck by an Israeli tank shell. I spoke to her earlier.
We had a rocket that went through the wall of the hospital into the pharmacy room, and another one that completely destroyed a section of the roof in the social centre, which is part of the hospital complex, and started a big fire. The medics were putting that out because the fire service wasn't able to get there due to the heavy shelling outside. So when I came downstairs, actually, after having filled water buckets, they'd pretty much put it out, but the destruction was really large. There was a medic sitting on the ground crying at that point. I mean, we're just getting to... people don't have any resilience and resources left to deal with this craziness. And then while we were dealing with that, we heard shouting upstairs and found that people were fleeing their buildings because the tanks had come in and were shelling people's homes, and actually the army had gone into some of the homes and taken the men away. We still don't know where they've gone, as far as I know. So people just were so scared that they were fleeing towards the hospital despite the fact that shelling was going on. And in fact, this particular family were fired at by a sniper, and the shouting was because basically one of the medics had heard a child screaming and had run out and picked up this little 9-year-old who'd been shot through the face and in the abdomen, Hanin al-Batran. And I saw him covered with blood, having just handed her over for surgery. And then her father was coming up the steps and was shot in the leg, and we had to carry him in. And her mother was shouting that there was still another daughter. And so I went out with some of the medics into the street, you know, still expecting more sniper fire, and found her in a nearby house. She was in a complete state of terror. We brought her in, and then we realized there were just all these families flooding into the street towards the hospital under sniper fire, under severe shelling. So we began as Red Crescent workers, and me just as a volunteer and the others as kind of Red Crescent medics and disaster episode managers, to shepherd people in, because they were too frightened to stay at home. Even though it was so dangerous in the streets, they felt they'd be better off in the hospital. What was so ironic then was that after we collected about 500 people in the hospital and did a walking evacuation because we couldn't get permission from some of the people who had been hit by sniper fire early in the day. And then within an hour, we had another strike to the social center roof, and a fire began to spread very quickly, and we had to evacuate the entire hospital. You know, people in beds, we had to get them downstairs. We basically had to take everyone into the street. It took a while to get any coordination from Israel to be allowed to have the fire service come. So the fire spread hugely in that time. The medics were on the stairs doing firefighting themselves to try and keep the fire from spreading to the ward area. And meanwhile, we had to put everyone in the hospital in the street and start moving them down the hill. Still shouting going on in the area. It couldn't have been more frightening. And then we were able to sort of collect people with ambulances. But it was just a scene of complete chaos.